بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد In this fleeting world, as we come across people, almost every person has got some difficulty, some problem, something that is breaking the heart, something that is plaguing the mind, and that worry, that concern, the heart is restless because of the problem at hand. We are not a rudderless ummah. A rudder, something that keeps the boat in a certain direction. We are not a rudderless ummah, that when a problem faces us, we are left to fend for ourselves and to imagine or fathom some kind of solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the divine constitution. Allah ta'ala sent down His word. And what is that? Quran Kareem. So we refer to the Quran Kareem, we refer to the hadith, we refer to the learned ones who will enlighten us and guide us in the light of Quran and hadith, that upon every situation, what is the solution from the one that sent the situation? So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Most of the Huffaz read that last night. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. O those who believe, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Isti'anat, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek help through what? Bis-sabr, through patience, was-salah, through prayer, through namaz. Inna Allah, verily, Allah Ta'ala ma'as-sabirin, is with those who are patient. Now, just to give some background about this verse, so we understand what's happening here. When the Qibla had changed, then people were against the Muslims and all sorts of propaganda. Just to digress, propaganda running down Muslims, derailing those people of Iman, is not a new thing. This Ummat, 1447 years, has seen a lot of this phenomena. So the idea was to dishearten the Muslims. Now in the verses preceding, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, all the questions, ishkalat, and whatever was bothering them was answered. But you'll still get, as we say, hard nuts, people that don't understand. And they wanted to put spokes in the wheel to dishearten the Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the face of what they were experiencing, they were despondent, the hearts were broken, there was a worry, there was a concern. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. So ulama kiram explain a point here. They say that this particular verse is an elixir. Elixir is an English word, but to translate it, it is a very dynamic medicine. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Ask, seek help. There's no elaboration about what help you must seek for. Is it only help for finance? Is it only help for sickness? Is it only help for some grief? Is it only help for some suffering? You want something, you need something, you got some illness, ailment. Seek help. So why they say it's an elixir is such a broad spectrum verse. And help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically whatever is causing you grief, whatever is causing you the suffering, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of patience and salah. Now, when we look at the subject of sabr, normally in our terms, we the people of KZN, and sometimes these recordings reach other parts of South Africa and the world also. due to our masjid. It's a well-known place. So people know sabr. Somebody lost a beloved by make sabr. Some difficulty came to his business. You know, Allah Pak give sabr. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you. Whilst technically that is right, we tell people to make sabr. But when a person goes lexically into the verse, into the word of sabr, Arabic is a deep language. The word sabr actually denotes, and I'm saying it in simple terms, it means to constrain, to hold back. It means that a person has to control something. So actually, when Allah Ta'ala is telling us to make sabr, istaeenu bis sabr, it is actually three forms of sabr. So sabr number one would be ijtinab anil ma'asiyah. Ma'asiyah means sins, haram, guna, wrong, evil, forbidden. A person will need sabr for this. A person will have to control oneself, because what is in front of that person is so lucrative. It is so demanding, it is so calling, it is so catching. So the first sabr, the first explanation where a person can get the help of Allah Ta'ala is that when we are faced with something that is forbidden, then at that time we do a restraint. For those of you that are familiar with the talks, normally in the youth program we say, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's resistance and his persistence in his resistance brought Allah's assistance. Got it? Yusuf alayhi salam's persistence in resistance brought Allah Ta'ala's assistance. كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. We're not going into Surah Yusuf, but if you look at it, it explains that. So the first sabr is to stay away from haram. Then, sabr inda al-ita'at. This sabr that I must exercise patience in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever Allah ta'ala commanded me to do, now this fasting, it requires patience. All of us around Durban, 10 past 4, thereabout, we were culminating our seri, some at earlier, some at till the last minute. But from now, right up till Maghrib, approximately 6:45 plus minus, it's a command of Allah Ta'ala that now we don't eat, we don't drink, no pleasures. So to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will have to go against the norm. So we ate at a time that we're not used to eating. And now, where we are in our home, in our store, in our shop, in our vehicle, there's things to eat there that are halal. But we're not touching that. Why? Sabr. We're holding back for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Water is sitting right in the water holder. But water, I won't touch you. Why? For the sake of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first one is sabr away from haram. And the next one is sabr in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I will put zor. I will force myself to do what Allah wants. Our good friend, he passed away. Allah Ta'ala full is kabarud nur. Haji Ali Khan from Pietermaritzburg. What a wonderful person. He said, "'Tis not for you to ask what and why, 'tis for you to do and die." Sabr, you see. Don't ask what and why. 'Tis for you to do and die. What Allah told me, I have to do it. I understand it, I don't understand it. Now we come to the third part of sabr. The third sabr, that is sabr in the sadma, that means now when a difficulty came, at that time I understand that, oh my Allah, whatever is befalling me, this is because you have commanded it and it's coming from you. I bear it patiently. Now there's a very important point here. Often a person thinks that if I have to make sabr, so if you see someone crying at the loss of his beloved, say, "Bhai, don't cry, make sabr." Whilst a person is trying to soothe the heart of a person, you're telling him, "Don't cry." That crying and that feeling that he's got to express, it is Allah Ta'ala's system that how it takes out. It comes out as a voice, it comes out as a sound, it comes out as tears, it comes with a breath, breaking. I don't know. So ulama kiram explain a point that when a person is expressing his grief, oh my Allah, what pain, ya Allah, what pain. I'm doing it graphically. Ya Allah, what pain, ah. That ah and ooh, that is not something that is against Shariat. That is not something that is against Shariat that a person is complaining. Where the problem becomes exacerbated and it becomes difficult is where a person now speaks like this. From the whole of Durban, from the whole South Africa, you only found me to give me the sickness. Now a person has rolled up his sleeves in front of Allah. Up till that time, he had abdiyat. Up till that time, he had servitude. He's showing Allah Ta'ala, and you will bail me out. There's 2-3 beggars at the robot. One is just standing there with his bowl. Another one is saying, boss, you know, it's hot, man. You know, you're going through a difficult time. Boss, make a plan. Both you want to give them something, but which one you'll really give it to? The person who's showing the pain. So expressing our pain in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that is far. Just very quickly, Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah ali, this is just attached to the subject of understanding. So he's giving a talk about sickness, and he says that, look, sickness is a rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes, we must embrace it. We don't ask for it, but when it comes, it's an expiation of sins. So at one stage, Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah ali, great buzurg, he is telling that sickness is something that is the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Obviously in the light of hadith, everything, it's there. Just then a person walks into the majlis and he says, Hazrat, I am not well. Make dua, Allah ta'ala give me shifa. Hazrat says, Allah ta'ala give you shifa. Now after he left, students are students, you know. Yajuzu lana mala yajuzu li ghayrina. Say, what is permitted in a student life, even the teacher can't do, and others the rest, you just watch what they do. So he says, Hazrat, just now you told us that sickness is a rahmat from Allah. Now this man came and he's saying that Allah must give him shifa. So isn't his mafhum and khalif, it's a dichotomy. You just said rahmat of Allah is a sickness, and now you're saying that he must get cure. So indirectly you have asked for the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala to be taken away. Allahu Akbar. Baro ke baad bara hota hai. Baro ke baad bara hota hai. Remember this line. The words of the elders, they are great because they know what they're saying. So what did he say? He says, sickness is a rahmat of Allah, but we made dua, oh Allah, this rahmat of sickness I can't handle, send the rahmat of shifa. So my dear friends, when a person faces his ajizi in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's not something that is against something that is desired. Another digression, in our Masjid al-Hilal and other masjids also, you'll find many people sitting in the first saf. And they're breaking their fast here, right? With the rules of the masjid, khajur and zamzam, we know that, or water. And then you'll get an equal amount of people breaking their fast downstairs. Now let's understand these two jamaats. One jamaat is in the masjid breaking their fast here. Alhamdulillah, they're after the first saf. And there's another group that is breaking their fast down because arrangement has been made for them. Both got merit. Why? This group here wants the takbir-e-ula. This group here doesn't want to move too much. They just want their dua. They want to remain focused. And it's also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they want. So at no stage should it come, hey, look at these people. They only want food, the downstairs. So this group's explanation is there. You got it. Then you get a group that is sitting downstairs. Their explanation is what? Now link it up to this. Ulama kiram explained that that group is telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, we fasted 14, 15 hours. Allah, we in need of your food. Not that this group not in need of the food. This group has got an extra level of sabr in them. That group, not that they haven't got sabr. They in need of Allah Ta'ala's thing. So that group shouldn't think that this group is holier than thou. They can't come and join us. And this group shouldn't think that that group, look at them, just going to chase food. You chasing Allah, he's chasing the one who's also sent the food. So both are matlub. Anyway, that was just a digression. Coming back to the mainstream topic, that on the day of Qiyamah, an announcement will be made. Aina sabirun, where are those who are among those who are have made sabr? Then when they'll stand up, like how we make tazkiyah on our shab guzari, ijtima, etc. Who is ready to go? That is a different tazkiyah. Here we're making for 4 months, 40 days, pedal jamaat. There it is, aina sabirun, where are those who are the patient? We stand up. Now you're not going in the Tashkil book. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Go to Jannat. And this is not something that is unheard of. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That those who are the sabirun, they get full reward for their patience. Inshallah, we'll continue on this particular verse tomorrow. And Ramadan is a month for tafakkur and tadabbur. I want to ask a question. This question, I'm not going to give the answer, is something for us to think about. In this big city of Durban, those of you listening in Cape Town and Johannesburg also, we get the message, you know. If now, due to a dream or due to some leader, from a person who's not in Iman, not a Muslim, if 1,000 men accept Islam, and together with the 1,000 men, we know women are more than men, so 2,000 women accepted Islam, and children are more than the women, so 6,000 people, which is not a far-fetched thing, people are accepting Islam in big numbers. If this group tomorrow in Durban, Overport, Phoenix, Chatsworth, Sandton, Ballito, whatever race, color, creed they are, they accepted Islam, and they say, we want to be Muslims, I leave you with a question that think about how you will sort it out. Because we're making dua, Allah give hidayah to the mankind. Yes, 6,000 people accepted Islam hypothetically. You got a whole day to think about the solution. Tomorrow the answer, inshallah.